Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie, and this is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
For recording wise, I put us side by side.
Oh, mine was already like that.
Mine was not.
Bouncy. Now I don't know how to get rid of the chat screen. You don't think I'm an idiot.
The what?
Oh, I got it. Okay. Nothing. Okay, we're good now.
Allie's not technologically savvy. And
no.
We're not in the same room.
I know. We're doing our first Zoom. Hopefully it sounds good, you guys. Hopefully we're tricking you and you think we're in the same room.
Oh, we're not.
Hopefully it sounds that good.
Do I sound good on your end?
Yeah, but I can't. Like, you sound fine.
Oh, no. You're coming through as a Zoom call.
What? That's why I'm using the microphone. Is it not doing anything?
I mean, it sounds good, but...
Man.
Yeah. So we're not tricking anyone.
Dang. I was like, we got this. We can do this from now on. And not if we sound like crap. Goodness.
Doesn't sound horrible, but yeah.
All right. Well, when we need to, at this least we have a backup.
Good for, yeah.
All right. Whatever.
Yeah. We had to do a mini-sode.
Mm-hmm. Because we didn't want to leave you guys hanging again.
No. And I mean, we can get one in tonight, so why not?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Welcome to Off Script.
Yeah, I'm Allie.
And I'm Bree.
And this is our mini-sode of whatever. What are we doing today?
Whatever.
I don't know. But because we're recording via Zoom, there's also a video of us doing it, you guys. So.
Check out our YouTube.
Yeah.
And look at our
shirts.
We're wearing our off script shirts today that we got for our remote recordings. Oh, exciting news, guys. We've got two more remote recordings.
What?
Oh, I couldn't figure out what recordings were. I was going to say recordings because I was going to say locations.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But we've got Island Books.
Mm-hmm.
Which is on Mercer Island, and a novel book in Yelm. Anyways, so we're going to be recording on location in two more bookstores.
That'd be so cool.
I'm excited. It'll be fun.
Yep. Cool. And then you did a little podcast tonight, didn't you?
Yes, I just got done recording a podcast on bookish flights. She said that she believes that episode will be coming out in June.
Okay. Yeah, we're promoting on other podcasts, you guys.
What?
That one was crazy.
Really fun because I got to talk about books. And then my book conversations turned into other book conversations. I now have two different books that I need to go and look into. Yeah, it was great. But it's called Bookish Flights. And the whole thing of that podcast is if you've ever gone to a bar and had a beer flight, that's what this podcast is, except for it's with books. And so you just go and talk about books.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Glad you got our name out there.
I try. I know.
And if you have a podcast out there and you would like to collab with us.
We would love to collab with you.
Reach out to us.
Fantastic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. To our email at offscript 253@gmail.com.
Yep. That's how you get the hold of us.
Yeah. Or just reach out on social media.
Yeah. Whatever's easier.
Yeah.
Whatever's easier.
Yeah. Or if you want us on your podcast, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's. I didn't have Allie join me on this one because she's not a reader.
No, I would have just sat there.
I know. Like, I was like, should I make her come on with me and be like,
no, one day I might go do my own.
My flight is the books that Brie has chosen for me.
Exactly. Harry Potter. That's it. That's seven books right there. That's seven enough. Books.
Hey, I have a feeling Twilight would be on there now.
Yeah, it was a pretty good one. That was good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Perks of Being a Wallflower. No. Spectacular Now? No. Two Kisses for Maddie.
So I'm supposed to just pick my favorite books? Is that what
it is? You're supposed to, like, you're supposed to come up with your flight.
I don't drink. I don't know what that means.
So, like, you're pairing. Like, so what's your theme? Books you read.
What a great theme.
And the fact that it's going to be hard for you to pick three.
See, well, okay, like, if I do Harry Potter and Twilight, Maddie doesn't fit with that theme, or with a
not
theme.
Really.
But yeah. No. So I wouldn't do that. I guess maybe I would put Beautiful Creatures in there. That would be a fantasy, match.
Really? You liked it that much?
I really liked it, yeah.
Wow, you need to read the other ones.
I know, I actually really want to, but I'm a little stressed having to get two books in right now.
Girl, I forgot that Link gets turned into an incubus.
Why are you going to ruin it for me? What if I wanted to read it?
Because you told me to tell you things.
I know, it's fine. Which ones? Is he a dream eater or a blood eater?
Well, he has a choice, and he obviously is choosing to be a dream eater. Yeah, but he also is kind of... Because incubus is to turn people and do the whole biting thing. They're kind of like vampires in that.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that turned him is a third human, a third caster, and a third incubus. So they're kind of like, they're kind of confused what he's going to actually be. But it's great because the whole third book is him just like, he's on the basketball team, like making trick shots and jumping as high as he can. And Lena's like, why aren't you stopping him, Ethan? And he's like, there's no way to stop this. He's just going to do it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I realized. Cool. I was like telling you that Link was my favorite. And
I didn't remember you said that. So don't worry.
You didn't remember. And he's not that big in the first
one. I remember thinking when you showed me the book cover or the movie poster or whatever. And Link was on there. Well, one, I hadn't gotten far enough in the book yet. And two, I was like, he's like not even in this. Why is he like on the cover? There are other characters that should be on the cover that aren't. And
It's because Link's freaking the best, but he doesn't become the best until later.
Well, I really liked him in this one. So
he's great, but he just gets better.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Oh, I love this series so much.
Okay, well.
Okay, but continue your book flight. Sorry, I hijacked it. Because I was surprised.
The fantasy feel. I guess I really liked The Hunger Games.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think of the other books we've read already. Oh, I did read, I'm pretty positive I read or started to. I think I read it. I can't remember. The Maze Runner. I read the first Maze Runner and I really like that one.
Okay.
I don't know. I need to read more. That's what we're doing with our podcast. Yay!
You're welcome.
So yeah, I don't know. Okay, that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's why I did not go on the podcast, you guys, because I was sat there thinking the entire time. So,
mm-hmm. Whereas me, I came up with it forever ago. And she was like, because I told her, I was like, This was so hard for me to choose, especially I knew I was going to do Ender's Game no matter what, but I kind of came up with a flight surrounding Ender's Game that wasn't in the same theme as what I had chose. And she was like, I was thinking that I want to bring back my guests, so we'll probably just have you back. And I was like, gladly, I'll come back.
Was it just her, or did she have a co-host, or what?
No,
was
just
it?
Her.
That's fun.
Yeah. It's just her, and her thing is she's a bookworm, uh-huh, and she likes to read, but she
what is her name?
Kara. She used to be like, she used to think like, I don't like this genre, so I don't want to read this genre.
Mm-hmm.
But then she was like, that's kind of limiting myself. What if there's a book out there that I actually do want to read in that genre? How do I know that I don't like that genre? So
right,
like today I told her, because she doesn't really want to go into horror or Stephen King, and she hasn't, mm-hmm, read Stephen King. And so I told her about you. I was like, my co-host, she's not a fan of horror.
Not at all.
But I slowly introduced her to Stephen King, and then I told her about Misery. And I was like, and she loved that book. And I was,
it was so
surprised.
Good.
So she was like, huh, maybe I'll read that one. I was like, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. That's fun.
Yeah. It was a blast. Yeah. If you want to hear me be a huge freaking book nerd.
Yeah, we'll post a link once it gets posted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'll promote it on our socials.
Yeah.
Probably
sure.
Talk about it again later.
Once it's posted, yeah, we will. But it's been so long. It's like, it's been like,
dude, yeah, it's been like two weeks.
2 weeks. I know. Yeah.
I know. I was kind of nervous doing interview because I was like, I haven't done this in forever. I'm gonna be like, but it was actually kind of nice because we jumped on and we chatted beforehand, and then, mm-hmm, we started the recording. Sorry. And then went into it. Yeah, so I was like, okay, this was easier.
Well, that's cool. Okay, cool.
Record this coming week for our episode.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be like, hey, what
do I know, because that's how we do.
Yeah. Awkward AF.
Yeah.
All right, well, we have some listener questions from Alan.
Yes, we love those listener questions.
Yes,
send them in.
Yeah, please do. We would appreciate it and love it. I think I'm just going to read his whole email to us.
Yes, you should.
Hey, guys. Long time fan, first time caller. Hee hee. He's going to put me so much crap.
I love it. It's so funny. It's perfect.
No, I love it too. Alan, send these all in.
Yes.
Just wanted to say, I love the show. It makes my workday go by so much faster listening to you guys. Oh, wait. I'm not like, I was just going to keep going, like not stop.
Oh,
maybe you should read this. Well,
I don't have the email up.
It's fine.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I have been pretty busy lately to where I am a little behind, but I just listened to your first minisode. Season 2, episode 3 came out on the 1st of 11th. Oh my God. I'm tired, guys. It's only 9:15. I'm ready for bed. But anyways, January 11th, 2023. And thought of some questions. This is why I don't read the synopsis, guys.
Hey, I thought I messed up a lot. That makes me feel a little bit better.
God, Alan's going to be like, can you not read my emails on the podcast? And thought of some questions to ask, so hopefully you haven't answered them yet. If so, I guess I will hear them when I catch up. Smiley face. But guess what, we haven't answered his questions, and like, some of them we've kind of talked about, but we haven't like talked about them in the way that he asked. So
yeah,
I'm excited to answer these. All right, Allie.
Yeah.
Oh wait, this is actually for, they're all for both of us, but I was gonna make, well, you,
I don't have the questions up
first.
You want
exactly
me to,
no,
do you want me to pull them up?
Okay. No, it's fine.
Okay.
I was gonna make it like just be for you, but how he wrote it, I was like, oh nope, this is a,
I think we both should answer all of them. Let's do,
well,
it.
No, we're going to.
Okay, gosh.
You're not understanding what I was saying.
I guess not.
What is each of your guys' process for an episode? Do you read the book first or watch the movie?
That's a great question, Alan. Thank you. Okay, so we each have a different process, actually. So this is kind of fun. Mm-hmm. So we now have a list of which ones we're going to watch or read first. And we're trying to do the opposite of each other so that we can figure out our theory, figure out if you watch it, you like it, the movie better, or read it, you like the book better.
First.
And yes. And, but obviously some of those we're going to be the same on because we've seen them, or Brie wants me to read the book first, or stuff like that.
Like I just made her read Beautiful Creatures first, and she'll know why soon.
Mm-hmm. And so with me, I take notes during reading. Mm-hmm. And so I basically get the outline of what the story is about so that I can keep us organized and focused in the podcast.
Yeah.
And so I have my whole page of notes. Well, while I'm, because I listen to it. So while I'm listening to it, I'll take like audio notes on my phone. Mm-hmm. And then I'm actually doing this right now for Beautiful Creatures. I was doing it right before we logged into this. And then I go through and I type up all the synopsis, the dates, the cast and the notes and everything on my pre-already made Word document. And then I watch the movie, or if I already watched the movie, then I already watched the movie.
I was going to say, so, have you rewatched like Perks?
I did rewatch Perks. Yeah, I did rewatch it after I took the notes. So like Perks I watched first, and then I read it. And then I went back and rewatched it before we recorded that episode.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think I might continue to do that because it helps
when recording. Yeah.
And so I'll probably keep doing that. But for me, the main notes are during reading. What about you?
So like she said, we try to do the opposite. Mm-hmm. A lot of these I've already read. So a lot of them I've already read first. There's a few out there that I haven't read first, but we pick and choose that based on what the other has done.
Mm-hmm.
So
like, I'm going to be watching a lot of movies first, basically.
Yeah, there's your life. But I take my notes when I watch the movie, because even if I've watched the movie first, my memory when it comes to film is amazing. Like, I don't know how I do it.
That's good. Like, meanwhile, I'm over here like,
which one was that?
Like The Giver.
Did
like,
have a wand?
I'm like, okay, I'm pretty like sure I read this one. Did I watch it too? I have no idea. So, nope, can't remember crap. So, glad you do.
I do. I know I read that one first, but I have also seen it. But, so, for me, I just can't take notes when I'm reading because I'm physically reading the book. And so, if I do that, that would take away from the book for me. And, as we know, I love reading, so I'm not going to do that to myself. And while I love movies too, it's just easier for me to like quickly jot down incorrect. Maybe one day I'll take a picture of like the notes that I write.
I know, I was thinking that maybe I'll take a picture. Mm-hmm. Of
hey, we can post type both of these.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Do you tend to rewatch the movie or reread the books, absorb all information for an off script episode?
Well, I guess we just said I rewatch the movie.
Yeah.
It takes me too long to read the book the first time. I can't reread it.
Yeah. I haven't had to yet. I don't know if I will. I think if we ever got to a point where we were reading books like years in advance for the podcast,
that'd be nice.
I wish. Then we might have to, because I will say when we, because with Harry Potter, we got to a point where we had finished like four of them before we could record our next one.
Mm-hmm.
So we had gotten pretty far, and I almost wish I went and either reread them or rewatched them, because recording, I couldn't remember shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what is being said. So I think it just depends. Thankfully, right now, that is not something I've needed to do.
Yes, agreed.
All right. Do you plan on in the future to go off script, from movies to limited series that were adapted from a book? I guess that's a question. Oh, you go for it.
Oh, yes, we do plan on that.
I was about to be like, I guess it's because I schedule them. This should be me.
Okay, you answer. No,
you're fine.
Oh, I mean, we have, like, we've talked about it with Series of Unfortunate Events. We're going to do the Netflix Neil Patrick Harris one. Mm-hmm. We have, Brie has some other ones she really wants to start.
Yes. I really want to do Defending Jacob.
Okay.
And
I don't know what that is, but sure. Sounds good.
It's the one where the kid, like, gets accused of murder.
Oh.
And basically is put on trial. The series was freaking great, and I want to read the book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I haven't read the book. Chris Evans is in it, so.
Oh, well, there you go.
Eye candy. And also, I've put Dexter on our list, but the reason why I haven't scheduled them yet is because the idea of reading, like, so many books for one season, like, I haven't been able to wrap my mind around how I would schedule it, or how we would record it, or how we could schedule it.
Because it's hard. Like, so, okay, bring it back to easier Series of Unfortunate Events. It's very straightforward. Every two episodes is one book. So that's really easy. But other series, it's not cut and dry, where it's like, these episodes are for this book and these episodes are for that book. So
especially The Witcher is on our list too, but The Witcher is all over the place.
Yeah, so we're trying to figure that out,
schematics out.
Yeah
But yes,
but it is on our plan. And
Alan, I know the one that you're really wanting is The Outsider, and yes, that is on our list. I almost feel like I scheduled it, but I can't remember. We'll get to it. You don't. I do. All right. This one's a fun one. Which episode from Off Script Season 1, or in general, was your favorite to do?
Okay. Season 1. Do we want to stick with Season 1? Or are we just
I think Season 1 is a good...
I think so, too. Okay, I'm trying to remember. My answer is going to be different, because we kind of answered this, I feel like, in our recap, but I don't remember what I said. So don't come after me if you're like, you said it was this one in the recap. Sorry. I don't know. You go first.
Hold on. I have to pull up our schedule.
See which ones we've done.
Yeah.
I know we did,
because I'm pretty sure
Wuthering
Heights. Pretty sure I know which one it is for me.
Stephen King.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Gone Girl. Okay. And the Christmas one.
Mine's Wuthering Heights, because I was so blown away by the fact that you liked the movie.
That's right. That's right.
That threw me for a hard loop. I talked about it in my interview today.
Did you really?
She asked me basically, is it what they say true, where the book is always better than the movie? And I was like, well, here's our theory, and I told her about it, and then I was like, and this is where it screwed me up.
That's so funny. I don't remember. I really liked Misery, and I think that's because it was such a shock that I was gonna like it, so I wasn't expecting to like it, and then liking it was, that was fun to read. And then I think I said our first podcast, our first Harry Potter one, because it was just our kickoff and it was exciting and all that sort of stuff. Now, I wish we had time and the energy to redo our Harry Potter ones, because there's no structure to them at all. Oh my gosh, I haven't even been able to go back and re-listen to them because I'm like,
what oh my the gosh, hell were we doing?
If you have never read Harry Potter, you would know nothing that we're talking about. And it's like, it just, ugh. But I mean, hopefully the majority of the world knows.
They also are our most listened to episodes.
Yes, so. They are. Maybe people are like, go back to that. We liked it when it was all over the place. Sorry, guys.
We don't want to hear it structured.
But yeah, I think
structure.
So I think the first Harry Potter and Misery, those are my favorite ones from season one.
Nice. And last one, after doing an episode, has it ever made you dislike or like the book and or movie even more?
I would say that's hard. I think for, we'll say Misery again. I had never seen or read it. And but after reading it and really liking the book and then watching it and seeing all they mess up, it made me not like the movie. And so, whereas, I mean, I still did like the movie, but it wasn't, I was like, I'd rather read the book. And so, I mean, I guess like that, but like a book that I've already read and like, none of the Harry Potters are screwed up for me. It hasn't screwed anything up to a point where I would never watch it again. Like, that makes sense. What about you?
I hated Carrie.
We hated both of those, so I don't know if that counted.
No, no. I hated it before we did it, but then doing it made me hate it even more.
Oh, well, okay. So, but it's not because of the comparing. It's just because...
No, it's just because I can't stand... Yeah. Well, he didn't specify it was the comparing. Oh. It's just an episode, has it ever made you dislike or like the book and or movie even more? Twilight, it did make me... Actually, Breaking Dawn, part one. It made me absolutely love the movie. In they the comparing... of it, yeah, because it was the first time I really, because with that series, because it's my baby, I go into those movies separating them from the book and doing like I talk about in every episode with that one, where I have my list of what I want to see from the books and I see them and I'm happy. But the fact that they did so well with Breaking Dawn Part One.
Yeah, it was good.
I loved that one so much. So we're going back to Twilight.
Oh gosh.
Now
I'm finally like four books past Twilight and finally been like, okay, I'm ready to do something else. I'm getting my brain away from...
How was it jumping back into Rob though?
It was interesting.
Yeah.
And I found it funny, was it in the book or the movie where someone on the train's name is Edward? I was like, oh, that sounds right.
Isn't it hilarious that his name is Jacob in the movie?
Yes!
That's his character name?
Yes! So I thought that was so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
That was funny, but...
Mm-hmm. No, this is... Oh, I love this movie. I love Rob.
I know you do.
Me Rob anytime. All right. And then he says, that's all I can think of for now. Hopefully these weren't terrible questions. Like I said, I love the show. Keep it up. Wow. Sorry, I'm butchering your email left and right. I also got a special request because I'm Auntie Bree in Alan's household. I haven't talked about your kid on the podcast before because I didn't feel like it was my place to talk about your kid. But now that you're giving me Permission. I was gonna say, now that you're giving me allowance. Now that you're giving me permission to talk about him. Of course,
he's not just giving you permission. He's asking. He's requesting.
Yeah, he wants me to give Ashton a shout out. So, yo, Ashton, Auntie Bree loves you. He let me hold him today and he didn't cry. It made me so happy because last time I went over for dinner, he did not want anything to do with me. I was like, come on, bud. Yeah. So,
get into the stranger danger phase.
Yeah. Well, can you freaking believe? So, in 8 days, he's going to be one.
Isn't that crazy?
Look at this picture of him.
Aw, he's so cute.
Yeah, he's a little guy. Yeah. So, there's my shout out for him.
Yeah.
Love that little kid.
Yeah.
Sorry, I butchered your freaking email, Alan. Next time he's going to be like, Allie, I need you to read this.
I'll be like, have you heard me read other things on the podcast?
Do you really listen to the podcast? You would know.
Yes. No one's allowed to read your things. Just say that. We'll just paraphrase it all. We can't even do that right.
What I was going to say, isn't that fantastic? We're asking for listener questions.
And then us be like, we can't read what you tell us.
Your guys' things. So we'll paraphrase. I'm just going to change the question.
Professionals.
Goodness.
That's
us. That should be what we put on the back of our shirts.
We should have. Professional. That would have been so funny. Anyways.
Is there anything else?
I don't think so. I think that's it. I gotta go make some Easter baskets and Easter eggs. Yeah, so.
I gotta go to bed.
Yeah.
If you couldn't hear from my reading of Alan's email.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Well, we hope you all had a great Easter since this will come out afterwards.
Yeah, happy Easter.
Yes.
Enjoy. Nope, because this comes out after it. So, I hope you enjoyed the spectacular now.
Yes. Yep.
And that you will enjoy the perks of being a wallflower.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
We have those two recorded already. So we got to get we're the only ones. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. We're on the wire. Yeah.
Oh, stressing us out. That's okay.
A little bit. But yeah. I think we're done with the recording though.
I think so. So, you guys, see you later. Bye.
Said stay sexy and don't get murdered.
Please don't say that. They'll come after us and we will get sued.
My favorite murder is goodbye.
Maybe my favorite murder. We're giving you credit. Don't come after us.
I love you guys. I'm never.
Oh gosh, you guys. All right. Well, I know we almost need a fun little exit.
We do. That's what I was thinking, because that's what I really think we need to put on the back of our shirts. But
yes. Well, you guys need to help us come up with something.
Alan, email in. And then I'll butcher it.
Help us. We should come up with a bunch and then we can have all of our listeners vote on it.
That's a good idea.
But we need suggestions first. So
Otherwise
let us know.
We're getting things that'll get us sued.
Yeah. Maybe that'll be our goal for season 3. We'll kick it off with our brand new little slogan.
Yeah. You guys got 6 books.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. Just give us some ideas, you guys. Come on, hurry up. Please help us.
Help.
Don't know what we're doing.
Nope.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you subscribed, rate, and reviewed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madam Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
and to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast. See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.